Love it, especially in celebratory fashion, as it certainly is. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in just a couple of minutes, but very happy to welcome to the show right now the head coach of the Kennesaw State football program, Brian Bohannon. Coach, how are you?
I'm having a good day. A little tired, but my tired is good today compared to the last few weeks.
Yeah, I imagine you're having a very good day after what was a really, really big, fun, impressive win last night. What does that win mean to the program?
It's huge for us. Obviously, all the first FBS win, and the big thing, I'll be honest with you, we're having a tough year trying to work through some stuff, and I was really proud of our kids and our staff. They hung together, kept fighting, and we found a way to go get it done last night, and I think it was just a great night for our program, great night for our kids.
Yeah, I want to follow up on that. And you mentioned kind of it's been a tough season, and I think we've seen it at other schools, and I don't need to single anyone out, but teams have tough years and kids quit, and we haven't seen that from your guys. They showed up inspired last night and got the job done against a previously unbeaten Liberty team. What has it taken from you and from them as well to stay focused and stay positive, upbeat about this season?
Well, I think it speaks volumes of the culture of our program. I think it speaks volumes of our kids, speaks volumes of our staff and how we've had to manage things along the way. And, it's a month and a half ago, and all I'm talking to them is just, hey, guys, if you'll stick together, I promise you something good's going to come of it. I said, I don't know when. I wish I had that crystal ball, but I promise you if y'all stick together and keep fighting, something good will happen. And to their credit, they were able to do that, and obviously last night was huge for us.
Yeah, no doubt. It was last night when that good thing happened. And I know it's about yourself. It's about controlling what you can control. But I have to imagine it feels a little extra nice to beat a team that was previously undefeated. And certainly, no one's worried about this from your perspective, but a team that was favored to win last night as well. What does it mean to put that loss on their record?
Well, as far as their record goes, I think the big thing is, one, we got the win, and obviously a team that there's some history with Kennesaw State and Liberty here, right? This is not the first time we've played them. Other sports have played them, so I think it was just a kind of an opportune moment for our program to kind of get some things done at one time.
Mm-hmm. It was a huge moment nationally last night, too, on the television, and I know a lot of people saw the victory. Who was the most surprising person, maybe biggest name, to reach out to you in the aftermath?
You know, it's crazy. I bet I got 100 texts, and I hadn't even been able to get through all of them from former players to Paul Johnson sent me a text last night. It's amazing. The number of people that reached out, and I think it for our program and our university to be in that spotlight was huge for us as well. So a lot of really good stuff.
Kennesaw State head football coach Brian Bohannon joining us on the show, midday show with Andy and Randy, talking about last night's win. You said you're tired. I'm sure you are. What do you do after a game like that? Obviously, at some point, you got to go home and go to sleep. But, what's the post-game? What do you say to the team in the locker room? How do you celebrate a little bit if you do? What does the evening look like after the game's finished? He didn't like that one. So I'm not telling you how I'm celebrating.
Maybe someone.
That's my business.
Oh boy.
maybe somebody called him.
Reaching him out.
He probably got a better call on the other line. He was like, oh, Paul Johnson's calling. I got to click over. If he calls back, we'll have him jump back on and ask him a couple of more questions about last night.
You think Paul Johnson's a call guy or a text guy?
Well, he said text, but
did he? Okay.
Yeah, but you'd have to think, old school guy, old school mentality, probably like to find a moment or two to call him and talk to him on the phone tonight. I mean, he played at Georgia back in the early 90s, so I imagine some of the Georgia teammates and
he was
stuff.
An assistant coach for Paul Johnson at Tech as well.
Right, so, yeah, man.
He's been in the Georgia, he's been coaching, and he's been in Georgia almost his whole life, right? Mm-hmm. He graduated Georgia, went to West Georgia. He coached at Navy for a couple of years, mm-hmm. I think. That may have been the Paul Johnson era.
I bet he's excited about how they're playing this season as well. Just another program.
For one more week.
Another program. Well, but you know what? You never know. You never know. We always act like we know, but we never know. Coach has called back. Coach, I was just asking how you celebrate a night like last night.
Well, I can promise you this. We celebrate in the locker room. It's been a long time coming, and I told the guys after the game, I said, man, y'all go enjoy this. I don't want to see you tomorrow. Y'all go enjoy it. We'll worry about the next one, tomorrow, and because they deserve it. You know what I mean? I said they just wins are hard to come by. Yep. Obviously, I was just happy for our kids, and I didn't sleep last night because I think I was just excited and a lot of adrenaline. But I'm just happy for our kids and our program. I mean, this last couple months been tough now. You know, we're working through a transition, and I'm just proud of the way they stuck together.
Coach, really interested because you kind of had to win that game twice in a manner of speaking. It looked like it was over. The fans start coming on the field. You guys are celebrating. You think you've won, and the officials call it all back and say the ball was out of bounds. There's 1 second. What do you say, and how do you address your team in that moment to get them to refocus, to make sure they don't make a game-changing error in that final play? And you guys obviously handled it impeccably, and it was over before that play ever got underway. But what takes place in that moment between when they put a second back on the clock and your student-athletes have to go take the field again?
Well, you really don't have a lot of time to have a conversation. So you're just trying to get them all together, get the defensive kids together. Coach Harris, our defensive coordinator, we're just trying to get them all together to make sure they understand what we're trying to get accomplished in that moment. The play before was a little different scenario than the last play. And so just trying to get them all together as quick as we can and get them focused back in. And they did a good job of it. We've been preaching about all the different stuff that's going on. So I get our kids, our staff did a great job. It's unique. Really, I look at it, we got to celebrate twice, you know. We got to run out on the field once, and then not only that, we get to do it again. So, heck, we got to celebrate twice last night.
Let me ask you about last night. I don't want to say rank because it's such a hard thing to do. It happened last night. Every win is great and all of that. But you have the unique perspective of having been at Kennesaw State and with the football program since the football program started. So every win that has happened, you've been on the sidelines for. So I wonder from that perspective, from where you guys started in 15 and in all the winning that you've done and then into last night, like how does last night compare to some of the other great moments that you've had as the head coach?
Yeah, so I told the team last night, I mean, we've won a lot of ball games around here. We've won conference championships. We've won playoff games. We've won 5 overtime games in Truist Park, right? We've done a lot of really great stuff here and had a lot of really great wins. But I told them last night, I said, guys, this is the best one we've had here. And not just because of the historical moment. It's because of where we were. You know, you're sitting there 0-6, tough times. You got a bunch of kids that buy in, that go out and fight and find a way to get that first one. I think all of the circumstance with it's what made it really special. Obviously, all the things that go with it, but that one last night, for all the moments we've had here, I'm gonna be honest with you, it was probably the biggest win we've had here.
Cool. When you take over the program back in 2013, and you've got 2 years before you even play football, and then you're a member there as the Big South Conference, was there any thought from you at that time that, hey, at some point we're going to be playing FBS football as part of our schedule, not just a bye game here or there? Did you foresee it at that time that you'd be making the leap?
No, not really. At the time, just to be honest, our goal was to be we wanted to, you know, make a name for ourselves in the FCS landscape, you know, but you never know what might transpire. But at the time, I did not, you know, and here we are today, you know, and got a chance to have a huge win on national TV.
Yeah. Final question from me. And again, thanks for the time today. Congratulations on last night. I got to ask from the perspective of a dad myself, like you had the cool experience of playing football for your dad in high school. Now you get the cool experience of coaching 2 sons on the team last night. I know you're happy for everybody that won the game last night, but what's that like? What's it like winning a game, or just in general, being able to go out there every single day and do this job that you love with them there with you?
Yeah, I'm awfully blessed to have the opportunity to have them here where at least I can see them play.
Yeah.
If they were somewhere else, I might never see them play a game unless I watch it on TV or something. Might not see them. you know, and to for all the good and the tough and all that goes with it, we're kind of in it together. And not just those two, my wife and my daughter, mm-hmm. as a family, you know, we're in this sucker together. But and listen, it's a blessing. You know, I Braden, the younger one, came and found me after the game last night, and Blake had a heck of a catch late in the game on the sideline, which was huge for us in the moment. I missed him after the game, got him on the phone afterwards, but. Listen, it's a blessing. I'm. It's very fortunate, and those kids do a great job of working hard. The last thing they want to do is feel any different than anybody else, and they don't. Mm-hmm. But it's a blessing. I'm. Sometimes I think I have to remind myself how fortunate I am.
It's awesome. Congratulations on last night. We appreciate the time.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Brian Bohannon there, Kennesaw State football. They get a huge win last night, 27-24 over the previously undefeated Liberty Flames.